Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, folks. We are playing catch-up in a big, big way. Welcome to the show. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com for the very first time, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Why? Because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which American Republic rests upon, Article 4, Section 4. Predicated on, premised on, what? Common law? What is that premised on? It is premised and predicated upon the Torah, God's Ten Commandments. Look at your Capitol buildings across the United States of America. Okay, so let's get into this because we've got much to cover. We already know that this is the fastest hour on national radio. So with that said, let's start rocking and rolling forward, pushing Zion forward, okay? So we know that SPARS 2025, I do a whole spiel on this, government knew COVID shots would kill the people. Of course they did. Okay, just wanted to show you the resource, friends, okay? And when we do that, we take the time to understand what we've been trying to convey to the American people and people on a worldwide basis, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, concerning the last 3 years. Of course, this is who's responsible for doing what they're doing, right? They told you they were doing that. They did it how many times previously to this last pandemic, friends? Many of these crises are created for the very purpose of what? Bringing in a new order. And with that said, I want to go over to a doctor. You all know him as Dr. McCullough. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he is saying concerning the fallout as to what's taking place, not just in America, but on a worldwide basis.
I'm convinced is the tip of the iceberg. The biggest published series of myocarditis before the pandemic, across decades and decades of accumulating data, was 500 cases. In my practice before the pandemic, I had only seen 2 cases of myocarditis, and one of them was fatal. Now there are papers, Lane et al. In the British Medical Journal.
Listen carefully.
18,000 cases in a single manuscript. I am seeing dozens and dozens of cases. In my practice, I have well more than several hundred cases with myocarditis. That is how common it is. And it's sad to say, I don't have a chance to see all of those who've died of a cardiac arrest. In the Hosher paper that I've quoted, the cause of sudden adult death syndrome is very likely to be vaccine-induced myocarditis. And it may be so sufficiently subtle, it couldn't be detected on an MRI, even if we got one. But I have seen cases evolve and present now 3 years after the vaccine, with documented cardiac arrests 3 years after vaccination.
Okay, so you have it again there, friends. Another doctor, McCullough's been out there telling you the truth about the issues concerning the pandemic and who's responsible for them. Again, as we had shared with you several times over the last 3 years concerning the man-made pandemic, if we would have simply listened to the Lord when he told us in 1711 that the life is in the flesh, the life is in the blood, and we're not to mix the seed, 1919 of Leviticus, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in many cases across the boards. Hopefully people are waking up to this after the fact, but the fact of the matter is, folks, that's why we need to take heed to the Lord's warnings in Psalm 19:11. So do check that out when you get a moment. Do you guys remember this guy, Chris Cuomo? Remember his brother was the creep, the governor of the state of New York? His brother was the creep with the wife beater t-shirts. That's what they call them. That's not what I say about them, right? But they're wife beater t-shirts where he had bars going through both of his nipples. A governor. And, of course, he was busted for what? He was a predator, a sexual predator. Well, it's interesting that during the pandemic, going back to this guy right here, Chris Cuomo, interestingly enough, he went after our friend Tony Roman in California there. And he kept drilling him and drilling him and drilling him. And Tony Roman said, no, you're not coming into my store if you're vaccinated. You're not coming into my restaurant if you got a mask on your face. You're not going to do it. And this guy right here just tried to do his best to browbeat him into submission. Well, Tony's been vindicated, friends. Here we go. Chris Cuomo, who pushed the COVID jabs on CNN, now admits that the Moderna vaccine completely destroyed his health. You know, this is why I wish people would take hold of the Word of God. And again, take heed to the Word of God, because he's always right. And the Word of God is applied to culture, to change culture. Not for the culture to change the Word of God, because the Word of God is not going to change for anybody. That's just how things work, friends. And the fact of the matter is, now we got people coming out of the woodwork, or at least those that are honest enough to say so, that are admitting that these shots completely, in many cases, destroyed their health. And here again, here's Chris Cuomo doing just that. I thank God at least he's got enough conscience left to at least acknowledge it during an interview to share with other people that this is in fact what happened. But I got a question for all of you. Have the people that perpetrated the crime of genocide on a worldwide basis, have they been held accountable, or are they still in position to go ahead and reengage and assault the people on a worldwide basis again on another day? Okay, now if you just let justice go concerning those that perpetrated the crimes, guess what they're going to do? You're adding strength to their tyrannies, and they are in fact going to do it again. Now the fact of the matter is that the church in this country alone would stand up and deal with them. It would stop the whole pandemic or another assail or assault from these criminals against any people on a worldwide basis for the most part, because much of this comes from the people's White House, in case you didn't know. Okay? So with that said, folks, we're going to come right back on the other side, and we're going to get to this. All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. That is the history of those that have the audacity or the intestinal fortitude to go ahead and take a shot at the Lord's anointed. The Lord said, touch not mine anointed, and he meant just that. And I'm going to prove that to you in just a moment here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check it out. That's who we are, what it is that we've done. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to the store, check out the merchandise that we have there for you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. There's a lot to cover right now, and I just want to kind of get to the nitty-gritty here concerning what is going on, concerning all this protest that's going on over, not just in America, but also over there in Israel. Now, I want you to pay attention to the details here, okay? Tim Brown just posted an article, Zionist mob screaming, second Nakba attacks Gaza solidarity protesters who are the aggressors again, okay? This is what Tim said. He said, I confess that sometimes you wonder who the real aggressors are in the entire Gaza-Israel conflict, especially in the light of the fact that Hamas was basically created and controlled by Israel. Americans, pay attention, okay? When you look at Al-Qaeda, you look at all those bad guys, right? All those bad guys that have been created. Did you know that that was actually a creation of the CIA? John Stockton told us the whole purpose of the CIA is to be subversive, right? To shake things up. To destabilize countries. What's happening here? And I want you to pay attention to the timing of all this and how it was all teed up in the process. Okay? I needed to insert that thought concerning going forward here on this issue. Tim goes on, so what makes anyone think that Hamas is still not being controlled by Israel to advance a false narrative in order to kill more people and acquire more land? Well, that is the goal of Zionism. However, recently there was a group of protesters on behalf of the people in Gaza who were attacked by a pro-Zionist mob, but you probably didn't see this in the Mockingbird media. Now, I want to give you a little first-hand experience. So when I was in Israel back in 1992, okay, I remember that we were going throughout Jerusalem. I mean, we went to Capernaum, we went to Nazareth, we went to the Dead Sea. I mean, we went anywhere and everywhere, okay? And in the process of doing that, I actually had the opportunity to see for myself as to all of those things concerning biblical and the historical places geographically as to where these things took place. But what was interesting is we had a military leader there that gave us our whole, I think we were there for 9 days, our whole 9 day tour, okay? And what was interesting is when we were at the Wailing Wall, there were those that were under attack during that particular time. And I'm not going to add fuel to these fires because Americans need to understand that both prongs that are being put down to create the warfare are being created by the same powers that are tolerated. Just like the two-party system in America between Biden and Trump, folks, they're two wings of the same bird. They answer to the same people. Okay, and you know it, and you're not the people, just for the record. But what I want you to understand is when I was in Israel, folks, I remember that military leader telling us, now when this gets back to America, they're going to accuse the innocent, is what they're going to do. When it hits the papers in America, they will attack the innocent. And they will attempt to justify those that are guilty of the crime. That's why you need to pay attention as to what's going on here, folks, because, again, pay attention to the timing of all of this nonsense, all of this anti-Semitic talk, and all of a sudden all the Jews throughout the United States are under attack. Now, wait a second. The other day on Saturday and on Friday, I took the time to show you in making distinction between those that were good and those that were evil. Okay? Because in every country, there's a righteous people. In every country, there's an evil people. You don't just put a broad stroke over the top of something and say, like the American government and Donald Trump and Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and others in Congress as your representative government who are taking the initiative once again and assuming authority that they weren't given by the people to go ahead and act on your behalf as if to suggest that they're speaking on your behalf when in fact they're not. They didn't ask for permission to do the things that they're doing. Why am I saying that? Because, friends, over the last couple days, what has been going on here? You all the well know what's going on here. What did they do? Your said government went and took it upon themselves to go ahead and pass a bill that's going to now go to the Senate. And what is that aimed at? It's aimed at your free speech in America. Not in Israel. Not in Israel. And then on Saturday, I played some video, and I don't know that I'm going to have time to play this for you, but you have Donald Trump. I wish the professed Christians in America would understand the very one that they're cheerleading is the very one that's leading this charge against free speech here in America. He said, we can't have anti-Semitism. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, there's already laws in place, and I'll get to that in a moment. Matter of fact, he even went so far as to say, Donald Trump did, we need to bring back the death sentence. Whoa! Death sentence. That's interesting, isn't it, that he would say something like that? And isn't it also interesting, your said representatives throughout the United States of America, all in unison, bipartisan, they say, as if to suggest it's constitutionally existent, which it is not. Right? That's set up to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. But all of a sudden, they can agree on this, on both sides of the aisle, as they call it. You just heard that creep Chuck Schumer from New York talk about why we need to have this. No, if the laws were enforced, they would condemn anybody that's doing this already because there's already laws in the book. So why is it that they're creating this anti-Semitic law to put a stop to anybody that dares speaks out against them? Well, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, Americans, and I want to show you a couple things here. But did you know that the definition of anti-Semitism cites claims of Jews killing Jesus? This is aimed at Christianity, folks. I'm here to tell you, this is aimed at the Word of God. And I'm also here to tell you, all you bad guys, all together, listen carefully, all politics aimed at the church of Jesus Christ ends in self-destruction. When are you people going to learn that you are not going to create a world without the Creator? Never going to happen. Never has happened. Period. What you haven't learned is that the church is the anvil. You're the hammer. The anvil's never changed out. Why? Because Scripture tells us that the seed of the righteous is forever. It's the hammer that needs to be replaced. Goofs. Open your eyes to your own demise. You're hastening your own judgment is what you're doing. And you mean to bring everybody to hell with you. Where are the righteous people to stand up against this? Well, they're not paying attention to the details, and we'll get to that in a moment. Anti-Semitism is defined as claims of Jews killing Jesus. Okay? Hey, folks, guess what? That's what Scripture teaches us. So aren't we all of a sudden supposed to get rid of what the Scripture says because of those that were guilty of crucifying Christ? This is ridiculous. This is supreme nonsense is what this is. Therefore, it's not aimed at protecting anybody. This is aimed at silencing Christians. But here's the kicker. How many preachers have you heard in your lifetime ever? When have you ever heard a bunch of preachers standing up talking about, look at those that are responsible for killing Jesus. We need to go take them out. We need to go remove them. When is the last time you ever heard that? Well, you say to yourself, well, I never heard that. That's right. But why is it your government's using that now? Because it's an assault on the church. That's why. It's an assault on the church. Listen carefully. The definition of anti-Semitism cites claims of Jews killing Jesus. They did. Bad ones did. Not the good ones. There were good Jews there too, and I'll get to that in a moment. As an example of classic anti-Semitism, which sparked opposition from, listen carefully, some conservative Republicans. I mean, folks, these are the same people trampling down law all day long that want to get rid of Scripture now. Well, I'm here to tell you, before you go and do that, you probably better put a check on yourself about 1,000 times over. And why am I saying that? Because it tells us in Revelation 22 that when you add to Scripture or take away Scripture, the curses will be added unto you. When you assault the Word of God, it's like assaulting the king's soldier, because that testimony is that of Jesus Christ. And when we're talking about the Lord saying, touch not mine anointed, we're talking about the Son of God who was crucified and was set forth as a propitiation of the sins of the world, which cost him his blood in doing so and redeeming man back unto himself. You are playing a very dangerous game. But I'm here again to tell you, this is all aimed at the church. Hey, folks, like it or not, they want to create a law to shut the people up for telling scriptural truth, which nobody's taking the time to magnify in the first place. P.S., isn't that why Christ was crucified in the first place? Yes, it was. How ridiculous and hypocritical these politicians are. Hey, folks, furthermore, this does not lump all of the people into the lot of the guilty during that time here. And I'm going to come right back on the other side, and I'm going to share that with you in just a moment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so folks, let's just break this down. I got you for 2 segments left, actually, for the show, and we're making the most of it. I want to go over to Matthew 27:11. Now, last week on Friday and on Saturday, I shared with people not to just rally behind Donald Trump, who is actually the one calling forth a death sentence concerning anti-Semitism. I'm not making this up. The people didn't even respond to him. I think they were taken back a little bit, but we also have to understand that he's the father of the vaccine. How many people are dead because of that vaccine? Pay attention to the details here, friends. What he says and what he does are 2 different stories, but the said Christians in America, which is a lack of, are rallying support behind this guy concerning these anti-Semitic bills, which, folks, has nothing to do with what's going on over there in Israel, has everything in the world to do with stifling your First Amendment in America. People are asking the question, how are they making that correlation? Well, as they say, folks, if you want to know who means to control you, find out who you can't speak out against. Or so they hope that's the case, because I'm not going to remain silent in the face of evil. No way. Then I'm a partaker. I'm an accomplice of that evil if I do that. Not going to be a part of that lot. Read Ephesians 5:11. Now listen, when you go to Matthew 27:11, what does it say? Listen carefully. Let's listen to the details real quick. Jesus stood before the governor. This is after he was accused. This is after they held a unlawful quorum where they had him arrested. So nobody knew what was going on. Folks, this is how corruption operates. They always want to do it in the absence of people. It's the same thing they did with Jesus. And as they finally incarcerated Jesus and they beat him, then they delivered him up over to Governor Pontius Pilate. That's how you pronounce it, by the way. Okay, not Pontius, it's Pontius Pilate. Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate and Pontius Pilate, and the governor asked him, saying, "Are thou the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said unto him, "Thou sayest." In verse 12, he said, and when he was accused, wait a second, and when he was accused of who? The chief priests and elders. If you look in John 11, you're going to find out why they wanted Jesus dead, because they didn't want to lose their place or their nation. They wanted control. And Jesus gave parable after parable after parable of these people doing just that to them. But make the distinction. These were the bad Jews. They were Jews of the flesh, not of the spirit. We talked about that in Romans chapter 2:28. Also make distinction in reading Revelation 3:9. Hold that in this conversation. It's very important that you do. Let's go over to verse 14. And he answered him to never a word. Jesus didn't say a thing back to Pontius Pilate, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now, at the feast of the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner. Who did they want? Well, they wanted a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Now Barabbas was in prison for sedition and for murder, Scripture tells us. Okay? Therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, "Whom will you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ?" For he knew, this is Pontius Pilate saying, of the Pharisees of the day, for he knew that for envy they delivered him up. Okay? They knew those people in that particular case were envious of Jesus. That's why they wanted him crucified. And it tells us in verse 19, when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." This is Pontius Pilate's wife. And for those that didn't know, for those that have not taken the time to pull the curtain back, also understand that Pontius Pilate right there, he can go ahead and wash his hands free from the blood shed concerning the Son of Man all he wants to and thinking he's innocent. But he all the well knew what he did. And did you know that he was sent into exile and at the end of the day ended up committing suicide just like Judas did, who betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver? People, touch not mine anointed. All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. Ask Pontius Pilate. He didn't take heed to his wife's dream. Let's go on. But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for who? One that was guilty of sedition and murder, just like they are. Just like they are, right? And destroy Jesus. Who is responsible? The governor answered and said unto them, "Whether of twain will you that I release unto you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate saith unto them, "What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all say unto him, "Let him be crucified." Wow! Isn't that interesting? And the governor said, "Why? What evil has Jesus done?" But they cried out the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it." Now he's the one that gave the order. Then answered all the people and said, listen carefully. This is Matthew 27, verse what? 25. Then answered all the people and said, "His blood be upon us and our children." This is apparently the reason for this anti-Semitism, but it's scriptural. So if they're trying to, and Donald Trump's calling for the death sentence concerning those that are anti-Semitic, as he says it, then can you tell me something? Why would he do that? Because the fact of the matter is, it's scriptural, and doesn't Donald Trump himself, we all know the truth of the matter, proclaim to be a Christian? Then why is he attacking the Word of God? Oh, not a good place to put yourself, let me tell you. Not a good place to put yourself in any sense of the word. See, these people think they're above the law, but what they don't realize is that their Lord is Jesus Christ, regardless if they acknowledge Him as Lord or not. He is sovereign over all, regardless if they acknowledge Him or not. Because on that final day, every single one of them that are a part of this alliance of hell, Isaiah 28, verse 18, every single one of them all by themselves will kneel to my big brother, the captain of my salvation, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings, and they will answer for everything that they're responsible for today. And they're going to pay the ultimate price because they failed to repent while they had time to repent. Okay? Verse 25, then all the people answered and said, his blood be upon us and our children. See, what people don't realize is 40 years later, according to Fox's Book of Martyrs, that blood, when they said his blood be upon us, did you know that that nation was judged? Did you know that 1,100,000, that's Old English, were actually crucified to the walls of Jerusalem by their enemies? Jesus told them this was going on. Read Luke 13:34. Jesus was there as their Savior, as their Redeemer, and they rejected him. We're not talking about all of them, though. We're talking about the bad ones that didn't want to lose their place or their nation. That's why I'm saying just do not blindly follow behind what's going on over there. Let me also interject this into the conversation. Many people do not realize that over in Israel, Netanyahu is praised by the likes of a Joel Osteen, equating him to a King David here in America. But did you know that in Israel, just like during the time of the pandemic, they had impeached him because they said that this was a genocide. He was attempting to force inoculate his people. 75% of them refused it. Why is Netanyahu being praised by the American church here? This is what's going on in Israel right now, folks. Open your eyes. The country's in protest. Why aren't we hearing any of this here in America? You should know why we're not hearing any of this in America. Because it doesn't fit their narrative, folks. Again, does this help you understand as to why we're so heavily censored and suppressed? I hope so. I hope so. Because people over there are making distinction. Just like we should be making distinction all day long. You know, again, I've said this a million times, that it needs to be said a million and one. How many people out there decry the mainstream media as a bunch of liars? And the same thing for their politicians. But yet, who are they following? The mainstream media and the politicians. And when you have a Donald Trump of all people stand up and say, it's got to stop, we can't. Folks, is anybody paying attention as to what's going on in your own backyard? I'll get to that in a moment. I want you to listen to this. What evil has he done, said Pontius Pilate. And they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Wow, that's crazy. And isn't it interesting, when he was on the cross, they were all mocking him together. Isn't that interesting? You know, and I want people to understand that when Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do, consider that Jesus was talking to a certain people in particular, because the Pharisees knew all the well what they were doing. And over in Scripture, it tells us they knew all the well what they were doing. Even to the very end, folks, they were saying, hey, let him cry out. He's crying out for Elijah. Let him call out. Let's see if he'll be delivered. Don't sit there and tell me about how when Jesus said, forgive them for they know not what they do, that was a broad sweep as well. No, it was in particular. Hey, now let me go over here and make distinction. I'm going to go over to Acts 5:29. I got another hard break coming up on me. This is insane how fast this hour goes. I'm reverting back to my message from Friday and Saturday. Make distinction. The mainstream media in America is lying to you, and I'm telling you right now, this anti-Semitic bill they're trying to pass right now is to further what? Gag the American people. No. No. Nobody's out there talking about a bunch of Jewish people in an ill matter, holding over their heads who crucified Jesus over 2,000 years ago. Those were the bad guys. Those were the children of the flesh, not of the Spirit. And in John chapter 8, it continuously highlights it, because Jesus tells us, friends, pay attention as to who you are supporting. because you need to pay attention to what's going on right now. When you got a bunch of corrupt politicians going in the same direction.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our Patriot Fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
To throw this in there really quick, on June 1st, we're also actually going to be out in Michigan for We the People by We the People, and there's going to be a bunch of people that are in the culture war actually educating. This is going to be a conference of people that are doers of the word, not hearers only, from all over the state to basically interlink and to strengthen them within the state that are looking for answers. So these are the people that that are a part of the answers, and they are the ones that are going to be educating and partaking with others that are a part of the answer from across the state, because that's what we're all looking to do here. It's called for We the People by We the People. This is June 1st, 1 to 6 p.m. This will be in Atherton Road, Burton, Michigan. Go ahead and check it out on the schedule, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, Pensacola, May 24th, Pensacola, Florida, May 24th, we're going to be there as well. If you want to know where we're going to be next, go ahead and check out the schedule, okay? Remember I brought this up to you guys? It's like I get so frustrated sometimes. It's like, Lord, I know the Holy Ghost bearing witness to your truth. I know. And when I say I know, it's like literally somebody putting something in you that you know is right and that you need to share with the people. You're 100% confident of that message as to how it's given. And that's how I'm talking about how I receive it, right? Well, I brought up the fact that George Soros is paying activists to head up campus protests. I knew all of what's going on right now is another crisis. Hey, Americans, it's constant. If there's not a crisis, they're busy creating one with their unconstitutional agencies. That's how you subvert. That's how you change things. Hey, folks, it works for the righteous, too. If you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present for the right reasons. And that's all you have to do to get in trouble today is to do the right thing. Okay? But when I told you George Soros is paying activists to head up campus protests, we know that he's funding politicians in America. And yet we hear these politicians all day long talk about him like he's a criminal. But, well, if he's a criminal, then why are you working for him? Because they're criminals too. Well, here this just reaffirms what I was trying to tell you. Now we find out, again, only as a confirmation to me and to you, that what they call left-wing groups, they're criminal groups. They don't have a lawful standing to pervert the United States Constitution. But Alpha News highlighted left-wing groups, activists reportedly trained anti-Israel protesters for months. Folks, remember what I said to you earlier? They're funding both sides. This is the best way to control the narrative is to lead it ourselves. Let's have some people clash. Let's sell to the people one of their favorite politicians as the good guy. And then what we'll do is we'll have him lead it up as we control the opposition. And then what we'll do is we'll lead it through him. Their man right now is Donald Trump. And it's all across the board. As a matter of fact, if you look at Health Impact News right now, look at this. Exposing the anti-Semitism Noahide laws that criminalize belief in Jesus Christ as the Jewish Messiah punishable by execution. Isn't that something? Isn't Donald wants to make sure that if you speak out against, again, they're creating the narrative because nobody's doing it. They're creating the narrative. They're playing the victim while they're attacking Christians. And I'm here to tell you, both sides, even if I stand by myself on this one, my feet are on the rock. And I feel absolutely 100% about it. And I feel great in conscience. All politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. Your politicians are doing the same exact thing, the exact thing that the Romans did, and it was their last step. Exact same thing. And what happened to the people? The people as a whole were given to over 300 years of brutal punishment by a tyrant. If you've not written, or read the book of Fox's Book of Martyrs, folks, you might want to do yourself a favor. Because you're allowing a bunch of people to remain at the helm that are destroying your country purposely. They just don't know what it's going to cost them yet, neither. Wow. Wow, wow. So back to the point, George Soros, paying activists. It was all premeditated, just like I said it was on Friday and Saturday. All pre-planned. There's nothing in politics that happens by chance. It's all pre-planned. Who said that? Back in the 30s, Roosevelt blurted the truth out in his confusion. Isn't that amazing? Also wanted to show you this, friends. Kansas Senator, here, these ads are coming up. Sorry about that. Sons of Liberty Media.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says anti-Semitism bill goes too far. It violates Christian scriptures. It's all aimed at the church. All aimed at the church. As I was just saying, when you have a bunch of corrupt politicians here in America, all go in the same direction, the same way they did during the pandemic. Remember who the father of the vaccine was, folks? Donald Trump. He's doing it again. And the media's right there to try to put him back into office, aren't they? Giving him all the attention that he needs. If you haven't seen this show, I want to highlight this show by showing you this, because some haven't seen this.
I have to tell you about the most.
And what this is, it's a real short video. It's by Newsmax. And this
United
is,
Torah
listen
Judaism
to this.
Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
You know, it's also interesting to note, thinking about the pre-planned process of this, Ron DeSantis, I got videos of Ron DeSantis over in Israel. He flew to Israel. And he's signing a bill curbing hate speech while visiting Israel. I didn't know that he was the governor of Israel. You better ask yourself, Americans, who these people are working for. Noam, this snake. You need to listen to some people from South Dakota concerning Kristi Noem, folks. It isn't good. She's in an adulterated relationship with one of Donald Trump's assistants. You got anti-Semitism, executive orders. Hey, folks, when they say executive, what they're doing is they're trying to convey to you that they have the authority to do it. But I'm here again to already tell you that these laws are already in the book. And this applies to all groups of people, all ethnicities, folks. It doesn't just apply to one group of people. And that might be another question you might want to ask yourself. Why the special category? Because there is a purpose. They're driving this for a purpose, for political gain. They're wielding more strength upon their enemies, which happen to be the American people. Here's Donald Trump, first sitting president ever to visit the Wailing Wall. Okay, again, folks, he can do whatever he wants to do, but my objective here and my point here is I want people to pay attention. You must make distinction as to who you are supporting because Jesus does it over and over and over again. Now, I want to make this point, lest it's thrown at me that I didn't make this point, when in fact the whole conversation that I'm having with you right now is this. Make distinction as to whom you are supporting, because the mainstream media wants you to believe that they're speaking on your behalf. And I'm here to tell you they're not speaking on my behalf in any sense of the word. Very rarely does that happen. But there's good guys, too. And when you look at Acts 5:29 through 32, it says, "Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give us repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.'" Okay, now I'm just kind of curious. Wasn't Peter a Jew? Wasn't John a Jew? Wasn't Paul a Jew? Weren't the disciples Jewish? Yes, they were the ones that were converted. They're called Messianic Jews. Okay? Who were persecuting the Messianic Jews? Those that were a part of what? The Book of Pharisees, the Talmud. Man-made commandments making void God's commandments. Those that were afraid of losing their place in their nation. They went so far to throw the disciples into prison, to kill the disciples, to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. But isn't it interesting in Acts 5:29 through 32 that those that were born again, those Jews that were converted to Christianity, they received him as the Messiah, the meek King of Glory? Isn't it interesting? They offered repentance and forgiveness of sins to the other side that were persecuting them. Hey, folks, you better put this into perspective. I got a brand new article. I'm going to put it on social media platforms on the bottom there. I want you to go ahead and share away. And again, it is teaching people to make distinction regardless of religion, ethnicity, or race. We stand on the side of right here, friends. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 43. See ya.
Your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.